Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject we're dealing with is continuation of explaining evangelism, and we're doing part three from a 10-part series, and the topic today is you reap what you sow. Many people fail to realize that sowing and reaping or harvesting applies to all areas of our lives. Do you want finances? We see in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give, and it will be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and men shall give unto your bosom. For with what measure you use, it shall be meted unto you. Do you want friends? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Do you want to be loved? Luke chapter 6, verse 31. And as you would have men do to you, do also unto them. The process of sowing and reaping is a biblical principle. It's not only in the Bible, it's in life. No matter what you do through words or your actions, you're actually sowing and you will produce a harvest in the near future. What you sow is what you will also harvest or reap. Paul, writing to the saints in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 7 to 10, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to the flesh shall reap from the flesh corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit shall also Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not be weary in well doing good, for in due season we shall reap or harvest if we do not faint. If we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith or born again believers. In this process of sowing and reaping, we have the choice of what we sow into our lives. We can sow to please the natural affections, or we can sow to please the Spirit of God who dwells within us. We can sow either good things or bad things into our lives. If we are wanting to grow as believers, we need to make sure consistent spiritual seeds are being sown into our hearts. In other words, we hear the Word of God on a continual basis every day. We need to be reading and meditating God's word, praying daily, and worshipping with others. If we stop sowing in our hearts, we will stop harvesting, and even what we think we have will be lost. In order to harvest spiritually, we have to sow to our spirits and sow consistently. You are what you are now because you have sown in the past. The harvest is not always instant, for some time is needed for the desired result. In other words, it takes time for the harvest to come up, depending on what you believe. Reading from James chapter 5, verses 7 to 8, it says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits for precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain. Be also patient. Establish your hearts for the coming of the Lord. The receiving of a harvest is a time issue. The kingdom of God is seed, time, and harvest, or seed, spiritual growth, and harvest. Everything we do has a potential to give us a harvest in our lives, whether it's good or evil. But God is telling us is that to understand the principle of sowing and reaping, sowing and harvesting is a principle that He put into position from the very beginning. It is there whether you like it or not. God wants us to understand that principle and to operate in that principle as believers, as His sons and daughters of God. We are to know that what we sow will bring a harvest. In actions and or words, it will bring a harvest. The harvest can be cancelled by saying to God, please forgive me for saying those words that aren't correct, and I ask you to remove that in Jesus' name. But God wants us to understand the process has been put in position that as we sow the word of God, that it will produce a harvest if we do not give up. But it also takes patience. Thank you for being with me in this topic. The next topic coming is topic number 4, sowing in evangelism. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've really enjoyed it and you're growing in evangelism. Step out in faith and just see what God will do. Thank you and God bless.